Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast with Cruz.
Well, hey, it's good to be back. Sorry for the delay on episodes. I've kind of been pretty busy planning a wedding, getting married, going on my honeymoon. It's been a very busy, probably month in my life, but it's good to be back. I have been watching the NASCAR races behind the scenes, and let me just tell you, the last couple weeks have been so wild in the Cup Series. We're going to talk about the race at Homestead. We're going to talk about the points, two drivers officially in, two are out. We're going to talk about some garage news and some silly season stuff. We got a lot to discuss, so let's kick things off. It's the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
Time now for your race day rewind.
Well, it was a wild race on Sunday, the Forever 400 presented by Mobile One at Homestead Miami Speedway. This track, just for the record, is providing such good racing. Lots of passing. The cars were slick. I mean, how many times did you see the drivers just having to correct it to keep off the wall or just from losing it? So this track, aging like a good steak, in my opinion. I remember, and you probably do too, the original surface for the Homestead track, the flat banking. They arched it. It's been great racing every time we go there. I love that track. So I'm going to kick things off with my top three. Coming in, though, at number three, Kyle Larson. Now, he had a win last weekend, which put him in the final four for Phoenix. But here's the deal. Kyle got a little bit greedy on Sunday, and it showed. You know, he was dominating that race. He came into pit road just a little bit too hot, just trying to get a little bit too much to get around Blaney. Thankfully, he didn't smash into Blaney that hard, but Kyle smashing into the sand barriers there at the entrance to pit road. He did kind of bump into Blaney just a little bit, and a lot of people thought that Blaney was brake checking Larson, and Larson was like, no, I just kind of got in there way too hot. He's like, thankfully, I didn't wreck Ryan Blaney, but yeah, that was a wild wreck. It immediately, by the way, took me back to when Kurt Busch was trying to win that championship in the early 2000s. He came into pit road there at Homestead and his tire fell off. And he just, I don't know, still to this day, don't know how he didn't hit those sand barriers. But that's immediately where my mind went. But yeah, Kyle Larson, after that wreck, was done for the day. But again, I think they were just going for it because he's already in the final four for Phoenix. So no surprise there. He will be running for that championship here in a couple weeks. Coming in at number two, the ups and downs for Joe Gibbs Racing. Now, they definitely had a roller coaster of a day. With 32 laps to go, Denny Hamlin, who was having a very strong run, he hit the wall. Something in his steering broke because you could see it in the in car. He was just turning in. All of a sudden, the wheel just jerked to the right, put him in the wall. He was done for the day. But here's what's even crazier. During that same lap, where they're trying to figure out what was going on with Denny Hamlin's car, Martin Truex Jr.'s engine blew, went south, and he was having a frustrating day already. You heard it with him and his crew chief, but yeah, two Joe Gibbs cars done within a lap of each other. But the highs on this, Christopher Bell won the race. So again, a roller coaster day for Joe Gibbs Racing at Homestead. And coming in at number one, I've already talked about it a little bit, the great racing that the track itself provided all weekend long. There was lots of passing, lots of action. Again, the cars were slick as can be. You could see it in the in cars. They would zoom in on the driver's gloves. They were sawing that wheel for sure. And I really think that this Homestead track is aging to perfection. It's come such a long way since it was built. And yes, I was a fan of that track when it came out, because the Dodges that I was obsessed with, they'd always run well there. I mean, Bill Elliott had a good win there, really put his career back on track. But my question for you, even though Homestead, again, was the season finale for a number of years, now it's Phoenix, would you like to see NASCAR move the playoffs around to other tracks each year, or are you fine with them just kind of moving it every few years? Let me know on the Days of Thunder NASCAR Facebook page. Now, the point standings after the race at Homestead are pretty interesting. Both Kyle Larson and Christopher Bell are both in the final four. They have advanced, so they're going to be racing for a championship here in a couple weeks at Phoenix. The cutoff line, though, that is what everybody's watching. Here's the deal. William Byron is plus 30, Ryan Blaney's plus 10, but after that, Tyler Reddick is negative 10, Martin Truex Jr., whose engine failed on Sunday, negative 17. Denny Hamlin, who got into the wall on Sunday, he's also negative 17. Chris Buescher, though, had a real bad race. He's negative 43. But yeah, the final four is going to be very interesting to see who makes it and who doesn't. Let's talk more about what's going on in the garage with NASCAR News Now.
NASCAR News Now.
Cup driver Ross Chastain has partnered with the Like a Farmer podcast to kick off the Ag to Asphalt campaign. This is a way for them to shine a light on the agricultural industry and farmers across the country. This campaign will highlight the importance of agriculture by sharing the real stories of farmers across the country. For more information on how to be a part of this or even listen to it, get more details at agtoasphalt.com. Pretty cool deal there. And Freeway Insurance announcing that they are expanding their partnership with Trackhouse Racing and Daniel Suarez for the 99 team in 2024. Freeway Insurance has been a partner with Trackhouse and Daniel Suarez since 2021. Now, the rumor is that they're going to kind of extend the partnership and also have more races on the series for next season, but that was not confirmed. And if you missed the announcement, the 2024 NASCAR schedule is officially out. The season will kick off Sunday, February 4th with the Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum in LA. Always look forward to that race. Some changes for the schedule for next year. There will be no Bristol Dirt Race. Also, the Cup Series will return to North Wilkesboro for the All-Star Open in May. And the Brickyard 400 will be back on the schedule for July at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And while we're talking about the schedule, one of the races is the Chicago Street Race. According to reports, NASCAR and the city of Chicago have not signed an agreement yet for the upcoming season. I guess they're still in negotiations for that. One city official saying that the city would have gone public once it had finalized the agreement, but NASCAR wanted to announce its racing, whatever that means. So they're still figuring that out in Chicago. And a lot of questions on who will be in the number 16 Cup car for 2024. AJ Allmendinger is expected to return to Xfinity. The reason for this sounds like it is due to sponsorship issues. So at least AJ is kind of going to stay in the Koenig family, but no decision has been announced yet on who's going to drive that 16 Cup car or who the sponsors will be. We'll be sure to keep you posted on that.
This is your Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast.
The Cup Series returning to the Martinsville Speedway for the Xfinity 500. The race will be on NBC at 2 Eastern on Sunday. It should be a great race. My top performers for Martinsville, I'm going to go with Denny Hamlin, William Byron, and I think Chase Elliott has a really good run there. He really needs a win. And I think if he's going to do it, it's going to happen at Martinsville. My dark horse, Corey LaJoie. I feel like Spire has a lot of things going on for this year and into next year. And I think there's a lot of motivation with that number 7 team. So I'm going to go with Corey LaJoie as my dark horse. But yeah, don't miss the Xfinity 500 at Martinsville Speedway this Sunday. Green flag at 2 p.m. on NBC. Well, thanks for joining me for a new episode of the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast. I can't believe we only got, what, two races left in the season. I want to know who you think will be in the final four. Obviously, you got two already picked, Christopher Bell, Kyle Larson, but who will be the other two? Let us know on the Days of Thunder NASCAR podcast Facebook page. Have a great week. Enjoy the race on Sunday. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to Cruise of the Days of Thunder podcast. Find out more NASCAR info at thebull1051.com.